Good day. I'm your host, Modus Operandi, and welcome to the Audio for Canadians, simulcast on CBC Radio. Canadians. Preamble. People from Canada are Canadians. There's not much more to that. Go get a map, locate the USA, and go north a bit. There. See that big country? That's Canada. People from there are Canadians. Beauty. Really early origin. The very first Canadians, or native Canadians, came to Canada thousands of years ago to get away from the perils of being warm. Early origin. Canadians, or Canadianus berbelius, are the descendants of castaways of two pasty European nations, England and France. Back in the day, England and France each had one problem, French people and English people respectively. While their first solution to the problem, varying degrees of war with each other, themselves and other countries, had successfully led to the death and mangling of untold thousands over the centuries, neither country had yet managed to annihilate the other. A new solution had to be found. Great minds in both countries sat and pondered, eventually coming up with the brilliant ideas of more war and bigger war. These were tested on a small scale, but proved to be unsatisfying, unsuccessful, and something else. War, unfortunately, had two crippling disadvantages. Dead people from war, and protests from the people who would end up as dead people in the next war. A new solution had to be found. Lesser minds from both countries sat and pondered, trying to figure out how to solve the dilemma. After many hours of boozing and whoring, they hit upon the solution, send the unhappy people away. This would minimize their annoying whining on the home front, and if war came, as it inevitably would, the dead would not be around to stink up the place. They would instead stink up some other place, preferably some place far away. And what place was farther away than Canada, eh? At that time, the region was populated primarily by natives of Canada, some of whom had wacky ideas like democracy and letting chicks out of the house. The old world would soon put an end to that foolishness, yes-siree. Britain, unaware of France's plans, sent some of its people to the east coast of Canada. France, unaware of the plans of the English, sent some of its people to that very same coast, the east one, of Canada. At the time, neither side suspected the hilarity that would ensue. Later early origin. The occupants of the British part of Canada, known as Upper Canada, promptly started to annoy the occupants of the French part of Canada, known as Lower Canada, by loudly stomping around the second floor of the country in heavy-soled shoes. The French returned fire by partying and playing music at full blast on weeknights. Meanwhile, the original natives of Canada, or godless savages, were glad to have these foreigners come over and take away their land by force or by stealth, as in exchange they got both marginalization and small plots of land rather than the giant plot of land that they originally possessed. Eventually, they also got more marginalization, and their small plots of land were upgraded to be even smaller. The British Canadians, or White Trash, and the French Canadians, or Croix du Bear, of course, eventually resorted to war. Soldiers die easy. Old habits, however, die hard. A concise history of the war between the Canadians of Upper and Lower Canada. Britain won. France, not so much. Ebony and Ivory. After the British, in Canada, defeated the French, also in Canada, at the Plains of Abraham, they, the British, still in Canada, planned, plotted, and connived to ensure that the remaining French citizens would never be unhappy again. In this, they were completely and totally successful. Origin of the modern Canadian. Britain eventually bored of beavers, trees, and beaver and tree-related merchandise, selling the now unprofitable Canada to the residents thereof, Canadians. Then, following a couple of world wars and a decade called the 60s, the modern Canadian emerged. Canadians. Finally. After Britain sold Canada to Canadians, people from a now independent Canada, known as Canadians, managed to stumble into the modern era of democracy, human rights, and cable television without violence, for the most part. This means that the average Canadian has profound dislike for war, especially any war that occurred after Korea, as, at best, Canada was only peripherally involved. After taking part in a couple of world wars, known as World War I and World War II, however, Canadians are surprisingly good at blowing shit up. For this reason, few countries mess with Canada unless they have shit that needs to be blown up and lack the will or the resources to do so. During the 1960s, the demographic of the average Canadian changed considerably. Before that time, Canada almost exclusively imported white people, eventually buying people from as far east as Eastern Europe when the UK and France ran out of people that they didn't need, and all of those were white, though less so than those from Canada's mother countries. In desperation, hippies, during the 60s, changed from importing mostly from Europe to importing from all over the world. This led to the fact that a modern Canadian may occasionally have yellow, swarthy, or brown skin, possibly topped off with a jaunty turban. Some Canadians aren't even Christians, and about one-sixth have no religion at all. Strangely, they seem to get along for some unknown reason. The unknown reason why Canadians get along. Known. America. Simple, really. Both their proximity to Canada and the general Americanness of Americans have, from the very beginning, forced Canadians to huddle together. In addition, they huddle together for warmth. And for sex. However, that is beyond the scope of this article. Essentially, Canada produced Canadians that are Canadian because if they were not, they would be Americans. Canadians, like most people of nations that are not the USA, do not want to be Americans. In addition, like the citizens of most other nations, Canadians think that they are better than Americans. Luckily, by focusing only on the worst stereotypes of America, via American films, television programs, and anecdotal stories about American tourists, Canadians set the bar rather low for what it takes to be better than Americans. Even more luckily, Americans have lowered the bar even further by consistently living down to the stereotype. Recently, for reasons unknown even to them, they've tilted the lowered bar to the right. See Pat Robertson, George W. Bush, Ann Coulter, Pat Buchanan et al. For excellent examples of this phenomenon. Why the world should care about Canadians. Two words, eh? Pornography. Canadians are known worldwide, but particularly in Canada, for their high-quality, sexy, sexy adult films. For an example of why you should care about Canadians, this page will now show a clip of an average Canadian porn film. Roll it!
File not found.
File not found? It was right here. God damn it. I'll find it. Crap, it's not here. I know, I'll get it off the interweb.
404 error.
Shit. I must have typed it in wrong.
The requested URL could not be found.
You'll have to come back later. Go get a coffee or something. No, wait, I got it. Nuts! The preceding program was brought to you by the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation of Canada. After this program, stay tuned to watch The Erotic Adventures of Don Cherry, starring David Suzuki from the CBC's The Nature of Things.